To bring the milk over and then make cheese and butter. And do you know, the town where I was born in Tilsit, even today you can go and buy Tilsiter cheese, and that was my father's cheese originally.
Lovely.
Named after that town.
Have you been back and tasted any?
No, I haven't been back to Tilsit. You can't go back there because it's Russian now.
And so they're still a bit tight, are they, even with the new regime?
I suppose you could go back, but I don't know whether I want to go back. Yeah. Of course, a lot of it is destroyed, and I want to remember it the way it was.
As it was.
When I was young.
Now, Hitler came to power in 1933. You right. were still at school.
Yes.
Did you notice, between 1933 and 1939, did you notice the world changing?
Oh, yes. I even remember the day when he came to power, because my father didn't vote. And I was 9 years old, and we had a fight, a snowball fight, and because they all thought I was a communist because my father didn't go and vote. And that was something terrible to do, you know. You weren't allowed to be a communist. You just had to go and vote for Hitler. But then, yes, I had two school friends who were Jewish. They disappeared. And I wanted to find out what happened to one of them because I was rather friendly with her. Her father had a draper's shop. So I cycled up there, and I was very shocked what I saw, because the shop was just broken into, and all the cloth and hats and haberdasheries were all laying on the floor. And then the first floor where they lived, the windows were smashed in. So I said, well, who's done that? You know, my friend lived here. And the reply was just, it's the SS, be quiet, go home. So I again went home, and my father said, look, never, never go there again, because we are guests in this country, because being Swiss, you know, we had to be careful.
What was your passport?
I had Swiss passport.
Swiss passport?
Yes. Oh, yes. My father always kept his Swiss nationality, even. Mm. That's why he didn't have to go into the war either.
Now, the SS paid you some visits at home too, didn't they?
Yes, that was during the war, because my father was away quite a bit, because having got his dairy in Tilsit, and we lived in Königsberg, he had to spend quite a bit of time there, and he couldn't come home very often because petrol was short. And I think the SS thought, because we are foreigners, even belonging to a neutral country, that we might have some papers or guns or something like that. And they used to come and visit us, and my mother used to be very much afraid, because they went they weren't kind at all. They used to just open the cupboards and...
What do you have? Bully boys, were they?
Yes. Just open the cupboards and sort of throw everything onto the floor, you know, like all the white sheets. And
but some people, you've only got to give them a bit of authority in a uniform and they go mad.
That's right, yes.
Which is why now the German police uniform is so drab. It can't look smart if you try.
I don't know.
Well, I lived in Germany in the early 70s. And we were told then that the German police uniform is not particularly smart. It's drab, greeny-looking thing. And it always looks as if it doesn't fit properly. And they just don't want them looking too good. The bus conductors always look smart. The tram drivers. You see, a tram driver looks like a general.
Oh, dear. I suppose he does.
Oh, just a uniform. They're away. Happy as hell with a uniform. Now, you also met Adolf Hitler.
Yes.
This is extraordinary because... however detestable the man was, he's still one of the great historical figures. So tell us the tale about meeting Hitler.
Well, the day I met him, I was going to my piano lesson. I didn't belong to the Hitler Youth, so I didn't have to line up the road, because all the Hitler Youth had to stand...
Because he was coming to town, was he?
Yes, he was coming to Königsberg. And, of course, everybody had to put their flags out, and they all had to get outside and sort of en route... just stand there and shout. Anyway, I went to my piano lesson, and when I came out, there weren't any trams going because everything stopped. Hitler had arrived, and there's nothing else going. And I had to cross the road. Well, nobody wanted to let me get through because they said, no, you mustn't cross the road. So I found a spot where there were some young Hitler youth, boys and girls, standing, and I thought, well, I can probably squeeze through there. And I did. But when I got in, sort of through into the middle of the road, I'm afraid he came around the corner. I hadn't expected that. That's why they didn't want me to get across.
Well, in a car, was he?
Yes, he was in a car, and he was standing up, and one of the SS men jumped off, and he came towards me, because what had happened, I had bought a little bunch of flowers for my father, because he was coming home that day, and I thought this might be rather nice, these little violets, to give to him. So, of course, the SS men seeing me there in the middle of the road...
With the flowers.
With the flowers, he said, you can give the Führer these flowers. I said, but they're not for him. They're for my father. Well, of course, you couldn't do that. He just had to pull me along, and he did. And then...
Give him the flowers.
Well, I think I was scared. My arm just came up, and he took the flowers. And then he said, you are not in uniform. Because, you see, every child at the age of 10 had to join the Hitler Youth and be in uniform. And I wasn't. So I said, well, I'm not German. I'm Swiss. And he looked at me with... He had cold, cold eyes, penetrating eyes. I don't know whether it was more because I was afraid or whether he really had eyes like that. But he pretended he didn't hear. Maybe he didn't hear because people were shouting and screaming. And then the SS man said, all right, you can go. And, of course, when I came home, my father was quite shocked. He said, I do hope they haven't taken a photo of that and put that in the paper. Not very nice for a Swiss girl to go and give flowers to Hitler. But no, it was all right. But when I came to school, all my school friends were very jealous. Because, you see, they all adored. They adored Hitler. Because being so young and having been told what a wonderful man he was, they did adore him. And they all said, and you, he won't even say hi little at school, and you go and give him flowers. I said, well, it was an accident. It wasn't anything made by...
This wouldn't make you very popular there, would it, being a little rebel?
Well, at times I wasn't popular, but I think my school friends did like me. But some of the teachers didn't. I had sometimes a very hard time with some of the teachers, getting bad marks, although I didn't deserve it, only because I just would not conform to say Heil Hitler. And I must admit, in the end, I just did. Because, you see, to say Heil Hitler was just a greeting, as if you say good morning or good afternoon. Yeah. That was the accepted greeting.
Now, when the war came, you didn't go back to Switzerland?
Well, no. No, because my father had his business there. How could he go back to Switzerland? He didn't sell it. You couldn't sell a business at the beginning of war. And, of course, I don't think anybody ever believed that the Russians would eventually even overrun East Prussia, even get as far as Berlin. Mm. Nobody believed that. Not when the war started. In any case, first was the war against Poland, and that was very quickly over. And then the one in the West, I don't think we were all that concerned at first. It was only when the Russians gradually pushed the German army back and they entered East Prussia that we all got very worried.
Now, the story goes on, and we're not going to tell it now because we want you to read the book. But the story goes on. You join the refugee treks in the winter of 40, 44, 45, you were chased and shot at by the Russian army at one stage.
Oh, yes.
And things got pretty rough. Things got pretty rough. But if you want to read it, Helga, by Helga Gahardi, is published by Verona in paperback. It's £6.99. It's a marvellous read. And it's there in your bookshops now, if you want it. Helga, it's been a real pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, Ed.
And did he shake your hand?
Yes, he shook my hand.
Fine. You washed it afterwards, I trust, did you?